Imagine a world where you could transfer money, verify identity, or prove ownership without banks, lawyers, or government agencies. This isn't science fiction. It's the promise of blockchain technology. Born in 2008 amid global financial collapse, blockchain emerged as a radical solution to an age-old problem. How can we verify truth without central authorities? While most associate blockchain with Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, its implications stretch far beyond digital money. At its core, blockchain represents a fundamental shift in how we establish trust in the digital age, moving from institutional verification to mathematical certainty. Think about your smartphone. You use apps without worrying about how they technically work. This mental separation creates two layers: what the system does, application, and how it does it, implementation. Similarly, we distinguish between actions a system performs, functional, and how well it performs them, non-functional. Integrity, being whole, complete, and uncorrupted, is a critical non-functional aspect we only notice when it's missing. Software systems come in two fundamental architectures: centralized, components connect to one central element, and distributed, components form networks without central coordination. Distributed systems offer greater computing power, cost-effectiveness, and reliability without single points of failure. However, they face challenges like coordination overhead and security concerns. Blockchain specifically addresses integrity in distributed peer-to-peer systems, where independent computers connect directly without central coordination. This matters because peer-to-peer systems have already transformed industries. Just consider how digital music sharing revolutionized the recording industry, eliminating physical CDs and traditional distribution channels. In a peer-to-peer property ownership system, each computer maintains its own copy of transaction records. When ownership transfers occur, all copies must update, but this synchronization takes time. During this delay, a dishonest participant could exploit the gap by selling the same property multiple times to different buyers before the first sale fully propagates through the network. This vulnerability, the double spending problem, represents blockchain's central challenge. Digital assets, unlike physical ones, can be perfectly copied at virtually no cost. Traditional financial systems solve this through trusted authorities like banks, but decentralized systems need different solutions. Blockchain addresses this through several innovations, establishing clear ownership definitions, implementing robust protection mechanisms, creating tamper-resistant storage, preparing ledgers for hostile environments, developing efficient distribution methods, managing new transactions, and creating consensus mechanisms to determine which version represents truth. This solution represents blockchain's most significant achievement, enabling truly peer-to-peer digital transactions without requiring trust in any central authority. Rather than simply stating who owns what, blockchain maintains a complete record of all transfers, like a detailed statement showing every deposit and withdrawal. This creates transparency through an audit trail showing how everyone achieved their possessions. Blockchain secures this data using cryptographic hash functions, mathematical algorithms creating unique digital fingerprints for any data. These hash values are quick to generate, deterministic, identical inputs produce identical outputs, pseudo-random, small input changes cause unpredictable output changes, one-way, original data can't be recovered, and collision-resistant, extremely difficult to find different inputs producing identical hashes. For identification and authorization, blockchain uses asymmetric cryptography, a system with complementary key pairs where data encrypted with one key can only be decrypted with its partner. Each user has a public key, shared openly as their account address, and a private key, kept secret for authorizing transactions through digital signatures. These cryptographic foundations create a system where ownership can be verified and transferred without requiring trust in any individual participant. Blockchain structure preserves chronological order while detecting unauthorized changes. Imagine transforming a book. Make each page reference its predecessor, separate content from ordering, replace sequential page numbers with cryptographic references based on content, and remove physical binding while maintaining logical connections. The resulting structure consists of blocks containing transaction data connected through cryptographic references. Each block contains a header with references to both the previous block and its transaction data, typically organized in a Merkle tree. This creates a chain where any change invalidates all subsequent references, making tampering immediately detectable. To further secure this structure, blockchain introduces computationally expensive hash puzzles that must be solved before adding each new block. These puzzles require finding a value that, when combined with the block's data, produces a hash meeting specific criteria, typically having a certain number of leading zeros. This proof-of-work system ensures that adding or changing blocks requires significant computational effort, making manipulation economically unattractive. The accumulated costs of rewriting multiple blocks effectively turns blockchain into an immutable append-only data store, a permanent record that can be added to but never altered. In traditional systems, central authorities determine truth. Blockchain instead distributes this responsibility across a network of independent computers that function as witnesses who testify about transactions according to their records. This creates a robust verification system with no single point of failure. When network issues create conflicting transaction histories, blockchain uses either longest chain or heaviest chain criteria to select the authoritative version. The longest chain criterion selects the branch with the most blocks, while the heaviest chain accounts for varying difficulty levels by selecting the branch representing the most accumulated computational effort. This approach creates eventual consistency. Blocks deeper in the chain become increasingly stable parts of shared history over time. The deeper a block is buried, the more computational effort has been built on top of it, making it less likely to be abandoned. The system rewards nodes for adding valid transactions and identifying errors, creating incentives to process transactions correctly and monitor others' work. This economic alignment of incentives, typically through native cryptocurrencies, creates a self-reinforcing ecosystem where the blockchain not only tracks ownership, but uses that same currency to incentivize proper behavior. Despite its ingenious design, blockchain faces significant limitations. Lack of privacy, complete transparency, security vulnerabilities, no safety net for lost keys, limited scalability, intentionally slow processing, high costs, hidden centrality, power concentration, inflexibility, difficult to modify, and critical size requirements, smaller networks are vulnerable. These limitations have spawned variations with different access restrictions: public permissionless, original blockchain, private permissionless, restricted reading, public permissioned, restricted writing, and private permissioned, both restricted. Commercial applications typically favor private permission blockchains for speed and privacy, though these compromise blockchains' peer-to-peer nature. Blockchain's key properties enable application patterns, including proving existence, non-existence, time, order, identity, authorship, and ownership. Use cases span payments, digital assets, identity verification, notary services, compliance tracking, tax collection, voting, and record management. Looking forward, blockchain may achieve disintermediation, automation, standardization, streamlined processes, increased speed, and cost reduction, while shifting trust from humans to technology. Potential drawbacks include privacy concerns, diminished personal responsibility, job losses, and possible re-intermediation, where complexity drives users back to intermediaries. Whether blockchain fulfills its revolutionary promise depends not just on technical advancements, but on how we collectively implement and regulate this technology. The question isn't whether blockchain works, it's whether we're ready to embrace a world where trust is built on mathematics rather than institutions.